We're starting this leg session with a quick warm-up. Standing stable on your feet, do 5 circles backward with the right arm, then 5 circles with the left arm, building some rhythm to wake up the body. Continue with a few lateral arm openings and closings in front of you, then go back to backward circles, this time with both arms together. Take hold of the right foot with the right hand to gently stretch the psoas. Balance on the left foot. Then do the same thing on the other side. Take hold of the left foot with the left hand. Back to center. Inhale, the right knee lifts, the arms rise toward the sky. Exhale, return to the starting shape. Inhale, the arms and knees lift. Exhale, lower back down. Here we are looking for coordination, but continue with a backward arm circle combined with an outward knee circle. Always guided by the breath. I inhale, arms and knees lift. I exhale, the movement lowers in a circle. Change sides. Inhale, the arms and left knee lift. Exhale, lower back down. 5 repetitions in total. Then return to the circular version, arms and knees synchronize. Again, 5 repetitions. Inhale, lift the arms and knee, exhale and lower in a circle downward. And now we begin the first round of thighs. The legs step wider than shoulder width, the arms cross in front of you and the hands rest on the tricep. Lower into a lateral lunge on the right leg, then shift over to the left leg. 10 back and forth repetitions in total. Lower to a comfortable depth while really feeling the thigh work. The heels stay grounded on the floor. Once the 10 repetitions are done, bring the feet closer together and lower into a half squat. Hold the low position for 5 small pulses. Come back up and repeat 3 more times. Lower into a half squat, stay low, 5 small pulses. Come back up again, lower into a half squat, stay low, 5 pulses. Keep the gaze far ahead and the breath fluid. And we'll continue with crossed lateral lunges. Arms crossed in front of you, knees bent, the right leg crosses back, the right foot lands diagonally. Lower onto the left leg, return to a quarter squat, then go again. Stay well grounded through your base, gaze far ahead, spine upright. Return to center, straighten up to do the same movement on the other side. Bent knee, crossed lateral lunge, the right foot comes to rest diagonally behind and to the right of the left foot. 10 repetitions in total. Rise up, keep the pelvis and feet aligned, right foot in front, left foot behind, separate them, pelvis well aligned, and lower into a low lunge. Right knee bent at 90 degrees, hold the position for about 15 pulses at the bottom. Change sides, left foot in front, right foot behind, same descent into a low lunge. And 15 pulses. Remember to breathe, gaze far ahead. And gently come down to the floor onto the right side. Left elbow resting on the floor for the clamshell exercise. The right knee lifts, the feet stay together, then close again. 10 repetitions in total. Stay focused on the movement and on your breathing. Here we mainly target the gluteus medius and the external hip rotators. After 10 repetitions, sit up seated with one hand on the floor behind the glutes, knees bent, feet grounded, and do 10 knee swings to the left, then to the right in 90-90. We're working on hip mobility while breathing deeply and relaxing. Shift onto the left side, right elbow on the floor, knees bent, the hips open, the left knee lifts toward the sky and then closes. 10 repetitions in total. First block finished, come sit cross-legged for a few conscious breaths and fully relax, catching your breath. Feel the air opening the ribs on the inhale, then the ribs closing on the exhale. The back stays straight, seek length through the spine. You can also take this moment to reconnect with pelvic floor. Inhale, the pelvic floor relaxes. Exhale, it contracts, feel it lifting. Inhale, it relaxes. Exhale, it contracts. Slowly rise back up, and here we go into the second round. The legs step a little wider than shoulder width, the arms cross in front of you and lower into a lateral lunge on the right leg, then shift to the left leg, 10 back and forth repetitions in total. Lower to a comfortable depth while really feeling the thigh working. And continue with the half squats, bringing the feet closer together. Half squat, hold the low position for 5 small pulses. Come up lower again, 5 small pulses at the bottom. Come up lower again, 5 small pulses at the bottom. And once more lower again, 5 small pulses at the bottom. Prepare for the next exercise, the crossed lateral lunge, arms crossed in front of you, knees bent, the right leg crosses back and returns. Lower well onto the left leg, return to a quarter squat, then go again. Stay well grounded through your base, gaze far ahead, spine upright. And do the same thing on the other side. Bent knee, crossed lateral lunge, the right foot comes to rest diagonally behind you. 10 repetitions in total. Rise up the feet, separate in alignment, right foot in front, left foot behind, pelvis well aligned, and lower into a low lunge. Stay low and hold the position with small pulses for about 15 pulses in total. Look far ahead, straighten up, and off we go on the other side. Lower into a low lunge, left foot in front, and stay low for 15 pulses. Straighten up and remember to breathe during and between the exercises. Settle onto the floor on the right side, left elbow resting on the floor. And here we go with knee lifts and hip opening. The right knee lifts, the feet stay together and close again, 10 repetitions in total. Remember your breathing. Sit up seated with one hand on the floor behind the glutes, knees bent, and here we go for 10 swings to the right and left for pelvic mobility. And shift onto the left side, right elbow on the floor, knees bent. The hip opens, the left knee lifts to the sky and then closes. 10 repetitions in total. And the second block is finished, come sit cross-legged again. Take the time to bring the heart rate down, breathe well, focus on your breathing and fully relax. Feel the air opening the ribs on the inhale, feel the ribs closing on the exhale. Don't hesitate to add pelvic floor work. Inhale, the pelvic floor relaxes. Exhale, it contracts. Inhale, it relaxes. Exhale, it contracts. Inhale, exhale. And we're going to rise up for the third and final block of the session. Step the legs a little wider than shoulder width, arms crossed in front of you. And lower into a lateral lunge, right leg, left leg. 10 back and forth repetitions in total. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, lower to a comfortable depth while really feeling the thigh working. The heels stay well grounded on the floor. Bring the feet closer together, here we go for the half squat. Hold the low position for 5 small pulses. Come up lower again, half squat, stay low, 5 small pulses. Come up lower again, stay in the low position, 5 small pulses. And once more, come up lower again, 5 small pulses. And continue with crossed lateral lunges. Lower onto the left leg and send the right foot behind. Gaze into the distance. Keep the knees nicely bent. and continue on the other side with the left leg moving and crossing behind for the repetitions. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Rise up the feet separate in alignment, right foot in front, left foot behind, the pelvis well aligned. Lower into a low lunge, right knee bent at 90 degrees, stay low and hold the position for about 15 pulses. Keep the spine long and remember to breathe well. Straighten up, change sides, left foot in front, right foot behind. Lower into a low lunge, stay low and here we go for 15 pulses. Come on, stay strong, it's almost the end. Settle onto the floor on the right side. Left elbow on the floor. And here we go for the clamshell exercise. The right knee lifts up the feet, stay together and close again. 10 repetitions in total. Breathe well. We're working the gluteus medius and the external hip rotators. Sit up seated with the hands on the floor behind the glutes, knees bent, and gently sway the knees to the right and to the left, ideal for hip mobility. Shift onto the left side, right elbow on the floor, knees bent, and we begin again with hip openings. The left knee lifts to the sky and closes again, 10 repetitions in total. And that's the end of the third block. Congratulations, come sit cross-legged to relax and do some conscious breathing. On the inhale, feel the air opening the ribs, and on the exhale, the ribs close. Back nice and straight, lengthening upward through the spine. Also take this time to work the pelvic floor in coordination with the breath. Inhale, the pelvic floor relaxes, exhale, it contracts and lifts slightly.